Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz. This is episode 89 for June 22nd, 2006, the Swiss Army S-Beat. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick! What weird psychic process has brought us here once again, ladies and gentlemen, to the home, the stately DeBartolo Manor in beautiful Manhattan of Dick DeBartolo, the Giz Whiz. I don't know. I feel like I'm a mind reader now, Dick, after yesterday's amazing performance.
Right. But you know what? It's very
the gadget.
Funny. Right. There is something so funny, Leo. For some reason, I don't even know if you're aware of it. If you say Manor after my name,
yes,
you always call it DeBartolo Manor
instead of DeBartolo Manor.
Yes, you have never once said DeBartolo Manor. It's always DeBartolo Manor.
Oh, you know why? Because I'm thinking of the other guy who actually does have a mansion.
Oh, thanks. Oh, fine.
It is,
oh, fine.
Is there a DeBartolo mansion?
No, well, it's the DeBartolo 2.5 rooms.
Yeah, there you go.
with backyard.
Yes, and railroad
and
kitchen.
Railroad kitchen, right, and with a real railroad. Now, okay, you try
right.
and top that.
No, it's one of the few, in fact, in Manhattan that's got a railroad in his apartment.
In my apartment.
And outside in the backyard, too.
Yeah. You know what? What is amazing? I'm veering off here just because of railroad. I was telling someone that there was a huge railroad terminal 7 blocks from the marina. And then I thought about our friends at Google. And Google is so amazing. I went to Google Images and I just typed in railroad yard plus New York City. And it brought up an aerial photo of the railroad yard. And there's one. The city has left it up. It's like a twisted metal thing that stands in the water. But from the photo, I see it was a device to load boxcars onto barges.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why it needed to be near the water, yeah.
Years ago, to try and find a photo like that, you could spend your life doing it.
You'd have to go to the Bettman Archives or somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, the internet's an amazing thing. Everything is on there. And it's one of the things that's actually fun about my job is I get to watch this thing unfold, you know, and cover it. Last night we were, I was at an event called VloggerCon, where people who are doing video blogs and I had dinner with some of the most interesting, influential people who are really, you know, changing the face of the world by putting stuff on the internet. And it's just very exciting to be
Call for Help is
we're going on the internet with Google Video.
With Google, and it's the whole half hour show, right?
Well, it's an hour show, but yes, it is the whole show.
Well, without commercials.
Without commercials, it's only about 44 minutes. You're right.
Yeah, 44 minutes.
We take the commercials
yeah.
out, but that's and we charge you 99 cents. Well, it's going to be an interesting experiment to see if people will be willing to pay for TV if it doesn't have any commercials, kind of the HBO model, or do they prefer free TV and some commercials? You know, and so
That's interesting.
The debate rages on. Nobody really knows. That's one of the reasons. At first, I thought we would do these podcasts without any ads at all, and ask for donations. And the donations were certainly generous, but not enough to support all the podcasts that I wanted to do. So we said, well, I guess we'll do ads. I never thought we would really be able to get anybody to pay for the podcast. So, the advertisers have started to appear. So, with any luck, we'll be able to keep doing this for years to come. My only concern is you, frankly. I think we're going to break your spirit before long.
No, what are you kidding?
You love it?
Yeah, I do. I really
Good.
Do.
I do, too.
I really do. Okay, we're going to talk today about the folks at SwissBit, which make the Victoria Knox Swiss Army knife.
The company's name is SwissBit?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very strange.
I thought it was Victorinox. That's not the company name?
Victoria Knox is, I believe, the brand, but I believe the overall company is SwissBit. Yeah, I know.
I never knew that.
Well, they have a new, last year they came out with the Army knife that had the scissors and the screwdriver and a USB flash drive.
What a crack up.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Well, the new one, yeah, the new one contains an MP3 player.
The Swiss Army MP3 player.
Yes, exactly. It's called, they call it S.Beat, and it's going to be available in 1, 2, and 4 gigabytes, and it plays back MP3 and WMA files. And, you know, it plays back another format, Leo. You'll have to tell me about OGG.
It plays OGG files. Well, I'll be darned. That's actually, I actually am glad to hear that. OGG is a, you know, one of the problems with all of the other formats, including MP3, is that some company owns the format and you have to license it from that company. It's true. WMA for Microsoft and a German company called Fraunhofer did the MP3 format. So some open source, you know, free software guys came along and said, well, we really should do a format that isn't encumbered by, isn't owned by a company. And that's what they came up with, was OGG Vorbis. So, but the problem with OGG Vorbis is a lot of players don't play OGG Vorbis recorded stuff. We do Twit in an OGG Vorbis format, so I'm glad to hear that. That's great.
Yeah, well, the Swissbit Army knife does, and it's a built-in lithium polymer battery, so it charges from the USB port.
But is it an actual knife? I mean, is it?
But you know, it's very cleverly worked out, Leo. It looks exactly like any other Swiss Army knife, and it has a one knife blade, screwdriver, nail file, scissors, and the whole center of the knife is the MP3 player. But they've made it so that the MP3 player pops out and they give you a little cap for the USB cover so that if you're traveling, you could put the knife portion in your checked luggage and then carry
the input, right.
And they also make, if you don't even want the knife, they also make a traveler version, which doesn't contain the knife blade so that you can just carry it on the airplane.
That's a good point, because I forgot. Yeah, they'd take it away from you. You wouldn't be able to carry it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it has a little LCD screen. It has very nice head. You know, it's like an executive type gift, because I couldn't even find the price for the 4 gigabyte, which is just being announced. But the 2 gigabyte version is about $250.
Okay.
So, like I said, we're talking executive.
But it that's a good gift. That would be a good gift. Does it have a readout and everything? I'm going to display.
It has a little readout. And Leo, you know, they're very. It's well engineered. It comes with an all country charger, so that if you are not traveling with a laptop, it has a bunch of buttons, and depending on what button you push, the plug for that country comes out.
Wow.
Yeah, and then, Leo, at the top of it, they've included an additional outlet so you can use this converter for an AC appliance you're traveling around. I know, it's you get a lot of stuff. And you get a belt clip, and you get a rubberized armband for it. So, and as I said, very nice fidelity headphones. Normally, they're still earbud, but a nice robust bass. And
if somebody tries to steal your MP3 player, you just whip out the scissors and you go.
That's right.
It's
a 2-in-1. It's a 2-in-1 device.
Yeah. Well, you know, in many ways, I think that the Swiss Army knife was kind of like the first gadget. It's a gadget itself, having
all
of those tools on one little thing.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of appropriate that they should be now doing MP3 players.
Right, and also, you know, the. Once you've made the regular Swiss Army knife, you know, it's sort of interesting is that I watch them, because every year they usually show up at CES, and over the years they added a pen, then they added a little red LED light, then they added the memory, the flash memory, and now the MP3 player. So if you're going to keep your name in the news, you have to do something. I don't know. Next year is probably going to be the world's smallest LCD TV.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's that pocket dish antenna that I think is giving them.
I bet they put a TV in a Swiss Army knife before long.
Somewhere along the line,
a phone, something. I mean,
a phone.
It'd be a good cell phone, a Swiss Army cell phone. Wouldn't that be cool?
Wow, that would be great.
Yeah, let's call them. We'll cover it on the gadget.
We will. Yeah. I'm gonna veer off before we talk about our friends at T-Mobile, because I got an email yesterday from a guy. Remember we talked about Bill got the first answering machine.
Yeah, we were talking about the phone mate.
Yeah. And that, you know, I got all these famous people to call him, and he thought it was a joke and that it was a mimic doing them all. Anyway, I got this email from a guy saying that he loved the show about the answering machine because years ago, there was a guy in his office who was buying the first answering machine when they first came out, and he was driving the workers crazy for weeks. He was saying, oh, I'm going to be getting an answer. So he finally bought one.
Yeah.
And this guy who wrote me the email, I won't say his name just in case he doesn't want it. He ran home on his lunch hour, called this guy's answering machine, recorded the guy's answer message onto a tape recorder, then called the guy back. And on every message, he let the machine re-record the guy's outgoing message.
Oh, no.
So then the next day, when the guy came in, he said, so how's that new machine working out? And the guy said, well, I went home. I was so excited because I had 6 messages, but the machine doesn't work. All it ever does
is play
my own message.
Oh.
So I sent it back.
Oh,
I know. So talk about... Is that a prank?
Wow.
I mean, that's a Mad Magazine-like prank.
It wasn't Steve Wozniak who said he did that, was it?
No, it wasn't. I'll just say his first name was Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. You crazy, wild, and wacky Jerry.
You know, Jerry should be looking for a job at T-Mobile, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He'd fit right in there. The great creative minds at Retail Careers at T-Mobile. If you want to know more about the jobs available at T-Mobile's retail outlets, visit the website tmobile.com/jobs. There are great jobs at all levels. Lots of opportunity, a full career path. If you like working with people and you love the new phones, T-Mobile's got all the latest and greatest. Visit them online, tmobile.com/jobs. Great commissions too. It's a really great place to start your career or to continue. Retail careers at T-Mobile. That's tmobile.com/jobs. Find your calling at T-Mobile. Well, I tell you what, I think that we have a very, very interesting audience, and we love getting the emails from people like Jerry telling us their stories. So please keep passing them along to Dick.
Absolutely.
Is your address on the website?
Dick@gizwizbiz.com. And don't forget, we forgot to mention, don't forget to pick up the July issue of Mad. And it has cars on the cover.
Oh, yeah, very timely.
For the movie
sure.
Cars.
Yep.
And the very last page... I wrote a takeoff on the ads that the oil companies have been running to show how, you know, $80 trillion a minute is really not that much money.
No big deal.
Right. And the ad starts with, by the time you finish reading this ad, we will have made $1 billion, .. Or if you're a slow reader, $2 billion. And it's in it, I have questions and answers to the oil company. For example, do the oil companies really engage in price gouging? And the answer is absolutely not. The individual service stations set up their own price gouging. So look for that in the July issue of Mad.
We let them do their own thing.
Right. Let them gouge on their own. We wash our hands. We're way too honest.
It's not our fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, speaking of honest, we are going to visit the Classic Gadget Warehouse tomorrow and find out what Dick has in store, what dust-covered relic he will dig up from the very bowels of the warehouse. That's tomorrow.
Wow.
Friday
that
edition.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, I don't know if we really want to go there, do we?
No,
we'll see you tomorrow, Dick.
Okay, bye.